Support for the Marketplace Morning Report podcast provided by the Society for Human Resource Management, HR, leading people, leading organizations, online at shrm.org.
Intel Outside.
Marketplace Morning Report is produced in association with the University of Southern California.
From American Public Media in Los Angeles, I'm Lisa Napoli. The chips are crumbling for tech giant Intel. The company that's responsible for the brains that engines so much of our gear is reporting fourth quarter net income down 39% from this time last year. Blame it on the competition from much smaller rival AMD. You've only got a few hours left to get your bid together for Tribune Company. Tonight's the deadline. You could scoop up some major media might. 11 papers, 24 TV stations that reach 80% of the country. You'd also get the Chicago Cubs. Dan Gretsch says all that isn't attracting many buyers.
Some private equity firms have shown a lukewarm interest in the Tribune Company, and several so-called vanity buyers, millionaires looking for a new hobby, are eyeing the Los Angeles Times. But there may be no good bids for the whole Tribune Company when the auction ends today. Jim Rutherford's with Verona Sewler Stevenson, a private equity firm that specializes in media companies.
We are at an inflection point where some people can get more excited about the opportunities and others can get more concerned about the challenges, and that makes for a very interesting time for newspaper businesses that are for sale.
Interesting and depressing. If Tribune can't find a buyer, the company's left with a sinking stock price, an outdated business model, and no clear option to turn things around. I'm Dan Gretsch for Marketplace.
Now, unless you use remittance services yourself, you may not pay much attention to those send money home ads. Well, when you add up the money sent back home, it's pretty astonishing. The World Bank says that for some poor European countries, the money migrant workers send back has become the biggest source of foreign income. In Mexico, that's been the case for a while. The British oil giant BP has denied that it put profit above safety. The company is reacting to a damning report on the safety record at its U.S. refineries. Marketplace's Stephen Beard has more.
The report by former Secretary of State James Baker was unremitting in its criticism of BP. It spoke of material deficiencies on the issue of safety. Last night, the head of the company, Lord Brown, hit back. He denied that cost-cutting had caused the problems. He said he never rejected a request for money to be spent on safety measures. Nevertheless, he accepted the broad thrust of the Baker report. And, says analyst Stuart Fraser, there's little doubt that BP is already mending its ways.
The company is really making strong efforts now, reached agreement with the unions on safety issues. It's going to be listening more to people, particularly those at the sharp end of the business.
However, BP's American problems are far from over. Managers and executives could still face criminal charges over the Texas City refinery disaster. In London, this is Stephen Beard for Marketplace.
The Senate Finance Committee today considers a bill that would give small businesses billions of dollars in tax breaks. Nancy Marshall Genzer explains.
The idea behind the Senate tax breaks is to cushion the blow of a higher minimum wage so that small businesses don't lay off their low-skilled workers. David Newmark is a professor of economics at University of California, Irvine.
The burden of minimum wage increases on the business side will fall on small businesses to some extent, and therefore you throw them a bone to make them a little less unhappy about all this.
That bone is about $8 billion worth of tax breaks, enough to make me pretty happy. But Newmark says the tax breaks just muddy the waters because they're not designed specifically to prevent layoffs.
One can subsidize wages. One can have hiring credits. We've experimented with those things in the past, and they're not easy to get right.
But businesses like tax breaks, so good economics may have to take a back seat to good politics. In Washington, I'm Nancy Marshall Genzer for Marketplace.
Marketplace Morning Report is supported by Reuters, the world's daily news and information source. Before it's news, it's Reuters.
Now that your holiday bills are just starting to roll in, I'm sure you've started thinking Valentine's Day. Well, the mighty minds at MIT and Georgia Tech have something you might want to consider. Here's Sean Cole.
It was New Year's Eve 2005, and Thaddeus Fulford Jones, a PhD candidate at MIT's Aerospace Engineering program, was worried. He and a bunch of other researchers were planning to test the effects of weightlessness on mammals by sending a satellite into orbit with 15 mice on board. So they were going to need some money.
And suddenly I thought, well, we have all this area on the spacecraft that's not really being used for anything, and we're a private mission, and so we can use the area on the on our spacecraft to show logos and recognize donors.
Clearly, he had already started drinking.
No, I wasn't. It was actually earlier in the day.
And once his colleagues realized he was sober, they thought he was nuts. But he wanted to try it. So after months of macheteing through the dense walls of red tape universities are famous for...
Here it is, yournameinspace.org.
Yournameinspace.org, where you, yes you, can buy...
ads in space!
$35 per square centimeter on the bottom of the satellite, which looks kind of like an inverted ceiling fan. The more prominent and expensive areas will be photographed while it's in orbit.
And obviously we have cameras on the tips of the solar panels looking in.
Obviously. Or you can have your name printed inside the satellite, and that chunk will be hacked out and mailed to you when the thing comes back down. If it comes back down. All the logos on the outside will burn off upon re-entry. More than 36 donors have signed up so far. Everyone from Lockheed Martin to a love-struck guy named Adam.
Wrapping the planet with my endless love for Stacy. And that's from Adam.
It's like what you write on a bridge.
Yes.
But on a satellite, it's just cooler somehow. At least that's what the Adams of the world have told Fulford Jones.
They say, I realize I can never go into space, but if my name can, that's the next best thing.
And for corporations, there's the buzz factor of having their name on the sponsor page of the website.
It is a buzz factor, and we like that kind of buzz.
Marie Planchard is the director of education marketing for SolidWorks, which donated the software that's being used to design the satellite. In return, the company got 60 square centimeters for its logo.
People will see it on launch, people will see it in photographs, but... it's not like a NASCAR event where you're going to see someone's logo go around a track every day.
Plus, this particular vehicle will cost $30 million to build and send on its way. But if all goes well, it'll be speeding around its global track a mere 3 years from now. One small step for man, one giant leap for marketing. In Boston, I'm Sean Cole for Marketplace.
And in Los Angeles, I'm Lisa Napoli. Enjoy your day.
American Public Media.
A bribery investigation into